So, greetings, respected viewers. This is George from Ireland. Anyway, Indo-Canadian relations are at an all-time low. And why? Well, it goes back to last year when the Commonwealth of Canada, no, sorry, the Dominion of Canada is accused India of assassinating a Sikh separatist who was a Canadian citizen. And indeed, the man was killed in Canada. So Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot dead outside a gurdwara where he was the granthi. Or like priest. So two masked men gunned him down and no suspects have been apprehended. So the Republic of India has reacted with a display of wounded innocence and protested that it has nothing whatsoever to do with the slaying of this man. So Dr. Shashi Tharoor, and he's a Congress Party MP and no friend of the governing party in India, wrote a tweet, "Hello, it's the West who assassinates people, not India." So there it was, lazily and dishonestly lumping Canada together with the United States. And it's true that the USA has launched many drone strikes in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, that's killing a foe in wartime, as authorized by the United Nations Security Council. Surely that's not the same as unlawfully assassinating someone who's in a friendly country in peacetime and so on. Killing someone whilst you know is unarmed and okay, and drone strikes, you kill people while they're unarmed sometimes. And India, of course, was delighted with Talibs being taken out by American drones and delighted at the discomfiture of Pakistan. Now, it's alleged by Ottawa that India's research and analysis wing shot dead this Canadian citizen of Indian stock. Remember, RAW, Research Analysis Wing, that's India's intelligence service, which goes back to the 1960s. Grew out of one of the British era intelligence services. So the dead man, he'd previously been imprisoned in Bharat for seditious activities. India suspected him of financing and directing terrorist activity in India after he shifted to Canada. So many Indians would regard this killing as taking out an Indian traitor and therefore amply justified. But notice that Mr. Singh Nijjar was not an Indian citizen at the time of his death. Now, India doesn't permit dual nationality. As soon as he obtained Canadian citizenship, he automatically lost his Indian citizenship. Of course, he'd be happy about that because he would say he's a citizen of Khalistan originally. There are those who would say that once an Indian, always an Indian, you know, passport just a piece of paper, even if he was Canadian. Nevertheless, he was a grave threat to Indian national security. He needed to be eliminated. So Ottawa and New Delhi are trading insults. And now they started expelling each other's diplomats. So this has escalated. So it seems very unlikely they'll go so far as to break off diplomatic relations. So way back in the late 1970s, the Khalistan movement got going and it plagued India. Khalistan being land of the pure, the Khalsa, the observant, baptized Sikhs wanted a totally independent Sikh homeland base in Punjab. So the Khalistan Liberation Force, the KLF, was established. There are other terrorist organizations attacking the Indian security forces, claiming that Sikhs were heavily discriminated against. The Muslims had their own homeland, Pakistan. Why not the Sikhs? So notoriously, the Prime Minister of India, Mrs. Gandhi, was assassinated 40 years ago this week. I remember as a little boy hearing about it on BBC Radio in the garden. Anyway, her Sikh bodyguards were incensed that in June that year, he'd had the Indian army storm the Golden Temple or Harimandir in Amritsar to defeat the KLF, the Harimandir in the Holy of Holies. So Indira Gandhi had been warned not to have Sikh bodyguards, but she said, "I trust these men implicitly. I shan't discriminate." Incidentally, the president of India at the time, Zail Singh, was a Sikh. So in the wake of Mrs. Gandhi's murder, there were anti-Sikh pogroms and thousands of Sikhs were murdered, and very, very few people were brought to justice for this, an issue which still separated the Sikh community 40 years later. Anyway, so the Indian Army and police eventually quelled the KLF insurrection, and by the millennium, Khalistan was a lost cause. Now, Pakistan had armed, funded, and trained the KLF because they wanted to cause a headache for in India. For India, it was bitterly ironic that the Sikh separatists enlisted the succor of Islamabad. Bearing in mind that so many Sikhs lost their lives in the partition of India in 1947, mostly at the hands of Pakistanis. So Pakistan wanted to exact vengeance upon Hindustan for the loss of East Pakistan, i.e. today's Bangladesh. So KLF organizations exist in Canada, the United Kingdom, wherever there's a Sikh diaspora, but most Sikhs don't support it. So the British and the Canadians, they keep a close eye on KLF activities. And they inform RAW what was going on. but obviously Aurora doesn't consider this cooperation to be adequate. So the Canadians say they've not arrested any suspects in connection with the death of Mr. Nijhar Singh. Now, Ottawa's allegation is unproven. But why would the Canadians make this accusation if they did not believe it were true? There was clearly going to be strong pushback from Bharat. Do I pronounce it correctly? Since Indian independence, the two Commonwealth nations enjoyed very cordial relations. Why would the Canadians impair that for no good reason? So Canada has got a higher percentage of people of Indian extraction than any other Western nation. At least 8% of Canadians are ethnically Indian, and about 2% are Sikhs. So there have been Indians in Canada since before the First World War. So Toronto is Canada's largest city and is 20% ethnically Indian. But the Sikh community mostly lives in the province of British Columbia, where indeed Mr. Nijhar Singh was assassinated. So Indian Canadians have risen to the highest office, including one being foreign minister. They mostly vote for the Liberal Party, and that's the party of the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. So Monsieur Trudeau is in trouble over other issues. Some members of his Liberal Party, they want to kick him out as Prime Minister. He's been in office for about 10 years now. But if he falls, his replacement might seek rapprochement with India, or it might get worse. We don't know what it's going to be. So there are those in Canada who think that he's been too feeble, and those who think there's no case to answer against India, and he's stupidly harming relations with an increasingly powerful nation. So what's it to be? He's damned or he's damned, really. Anyway, so why, if at all, did Raw bump off Nijhar Singh? Clearly, India had the motive, means and opportunity, presumably. I can't see any other motive to kill him. Qui bono? Now, the onus is on the accusers to do the proving as the brocade runs. But so taking out Singh Nijhar as a source of funding and propaganda for the Khalistan movement might be a smart move. But you might say people will be reluctant to put their head on the block by replacing him. But I mean, I think the KLF, they will find a replacement. I think it's that difficult, willing to lay down their lives at their cause. And Khalistan activists will now know that the long arm of India can reach them. Even in Canada, you're not safe. Now, this could backfire for India. If it's proven that India's behind it, he could be turned into a martyr. It might even galvanize the Khalistan cause. So if the government of India decided to kill a Mr. Singh Nijhar, it might have assumed the Canadians wouldn't react too sharply, especially if they can't prove anything. Moreover, India has seen that Russia's assassinated people in places like the United Kingdom and Germany and gotten away with it. The Western reaction hasn't been too strong. They simply expel some diplomats, first no sanctions. And that was obviously a pathetic reaction, considering relations between Western countries and Russia were already bad when this started. So when this is going to end, you know, the United States say the Indians have got a case to answer, but then they don't want to push the Indians too far. They say that India ought to cooperate in the investigation and so on. Other countries like the United Kingdom trying not to harm relations with India by speaking up for Canada on this issue. There's no reason to stick their neck out. Another thing is, it's increasingly, India is increasingly important, increasingly mighty country, especially things like the Ukraine, which way are they going to go? And that's why it's foolish to alienate them, drive them even closer to Russia. And no doubt Putin will be licking his lips about this one. Did India assassinate Mr. Singh Nijhar? I think it's likely. I can't see why Canadian intelligence would possibly make that up. Obviously, that's not certain. You can't be certain until there's a trial, because they know that there's going to be a strong negative reaction by saying this. Right. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.